Concordia University Chicago is the distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're committed to increasing LCMS faculty and staff members. This is Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia University Chicago. If you are a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with excellent professional credentials, please consider applying for our faculty or staff family. Current openings are posted at cuchicago.edu/HR.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have assembled our four soundbites, and we're going to play them for you here in just a moment. First, let me explain what it's all about. We play the soundbites. There are usually four of them. All you need to do initially is simply listen to the soundbites, and then after you have heard them, that's when your part in the game kicks in. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That last part, the reason, is very, very important. Your reasons are your own. You might agree, disagree, find it something you've never heard before or never want to hear again. It's all your own reason. Facebook.com/issuesetc or 1-877-623-6943. The listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Rod Dreher. Here he is talking about the media and homosexual priests.
I think that if the media ever rouses itself, what they'll find is network after network of sexually active gay men who protected each other and promoted each other. This is a story that the media aren't eager to tell, though, so I don't know if it ever will be fully explored. It violates the narrative that the mainstream media has chosen, which is the only way you can ever write about homosexuality is with gays as victims of oppressors. And there's no way to fully understand this story of crisis in the Catholic Church without talking about the role of homosexual networks within the clergy. I'll tell you something, though. This is where I knew, Todd, that this was never going to be talked about in the media. Back in 2002, I was writing for National Review magazine in New York when the scandal broke big out of Boston. National Review sent me down to Dallas to cover the big Catholic bishops meeting, the first time they had met as a group since the scandal ripped a hole in the church. I went down there and was approached by a freelance reporter who was covering this for the Fox News channel. She asked me if I would meet with her to bring her up to speed on what was happening in the Catholic Church, because she just hadn't been covering it to that point. I gave her a list of who the big players were, what side they took, and so on. Then I got to the part about the homosexuality in the priesthood and why that was a big deal. She stopped me and said, "We can't talk about that. Orders from the top of the network don't go there." I remember being shocked by that, and I said, "You can't understand this story if you don't look at that aspect of it." She said, "I'm sorry, we're told from the top, ignore it." Now, if even Fox News Channel won't look at it, what hope does anybody have that the New York Times or the major networks will look at it?
That's soundbite number one, Rod Dreher, on the media and homosexual priests. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Kristen Day of Democrats for Life, answering the question why the Democratic Party snubs pro-lifers.
I don't think they want to win, honestly. Look at Missouri. Right now, there are 9 Democrats in the state Senate. There are already 40 legislators in there. So it's less than 25% is represented by Democrats. And the House, state House, is very similar. So in a state like Missouri, particularly, to have this language that says we welcome pro-life voters, when there are a lot of pro-life voters in Missouri, is a smart move. And the abortion lobby just went crazy that this language was in there. and they push the party to remove it because they really do truly care more about abortion than actually having the Democratic Party win. And pro-life Democrats, that's not how we feel. We want our party to win, and we want to be part of that winning team. And, you know, when they consistently say, no, we don't want you, they're going to continue to be a minority party like they are in Missouri.
That's soundbite number two, Kristen Day, why the Democratic Party snubs pro-lifers, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from David French. We were talking about a lot of things, but we ended our conversation getting his reaction to the latest round between Colorado and Baker Jack Phillips. Here he is on Colorado's targeting of Jack Phillips.
It's malicious and foolish. This guy who was trying to get Phillips to bake a cake celebrating a gender transition was also somebody who apparently tried to get him to bake cake celebrating Satan's birthday. So this is the kind of person we're dealing with. This was not a good faith effort to get someone to bake a cake that meant a lot to him. He was trolling Jack Phillips. And you know who's trolling Jack Phillips now? Also, the state of Colorado. But it's one thing when a private citizen trolls and harasses Jack Phillips. It's a whole other thing when the state of Colorado does it. When the state of Colorado does it, then the First Amendment comes into play. And I think they may end up regretting. I think they may end up regretting that they decided to do this, because Jack has a fabulous case right now.
That's soundbite number three, David French on Colorado's targeting of Jack Phillips. If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can send us an email with your vote. You get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or send your vote via Twitter at issuesETC. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain. Here are his thoughts on Lutheran pastors who don't use Luther's small catechism.
I think that's a fatal, fatal error. And by fatal, I mean it will lead to the death of a meaningful confession of Lutheranism within a generation or two. And, you know, people do it with the excuse, well, we can't use these old words. This is old language. This doesn't speak to the modern questions. This doesn't speak to the heart of modern man. We need to use something new. Or they say, well, I teach the content. You know, the content I teach is the same. That is, I teach what the catechism teaches, but I don't require even the younger people to become so familiar with it that they learn it by heart. I think that's a dreadful mistake. That's out of character with what the Lutheran Church has always done since the inception of the Church of the Augsburg Confession, where sermons on the catechism were featured regularly throughout the year. People were very familiar with it, and particularly today when in our hymnal we have the small catechism printed out, we have the small catechism available in every format, there's simply no excuse not to be familiar with it. And the more familiar you are with it, the more you are going to cherish it. So that's a nice way of saying what I'm thinking. Now I'll be more blunt. It is a horrendous act of pastoral malpractice to deprive the congregation of the content of the small catechism. It is malpractice, it's malfeasance, and anybody who does that, in my opinion, should be chased out of town, as Luther suggests, and as he puts it very bluntly, dog poop should be thrown at him. Those are Luther's words, not mine. If people want to write or call in and be outraged, just read the catechism, you'll see what I mean.
That's on by number four, Pastor Paul McCain, Lutheran pastors who don't use Luther's small catechism. Those are the four sound bites. We've played them for you. Now it's your turn. You call or you email or you send us a tweet or go to our Facebook fan page and you vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
This is Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia University Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we are committed to our Lutheran confession and heritage. Please encourage the student in your life to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time to take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, August the 17th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Will it be soundbite number one, Rod Dreher on the media and homosexual priests? Soundbite number two, Christian Day on why the Democratic Party snubs pro-lifers? Soundbite number three, David French on Colorado's targeting of Jack Phillips again? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain on Lutheran pastors who don't use Luther's small catechism? You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or you can leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Doug is listening in Vero Beach, Florida. Doug, thanks for calling. Which one are you voting for, Doug?
Well, Todd, thank you for taking my call. I can't vote for any of them and give you a number one because they all touch and relate to one important ideal, and that is it's cultural Marxism. It seems like that touches on all four of those sound bites. And it is destroying our culture in so many important ways. And with that, I will let you go, sir. And you have a blessed day.
Doug, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Florida. We'll just give that a vote for every single one of them. All four will get a vote from Doug, since he can't vote for any of them. Thanks for the observation, Doug. Ann listens in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi. I grew up in a huge Catholic family, and we had a priest, a Catholic priest at our church that was one of these offenders. I'm so fortunate that my brothers were not affected by him, weren't bothered by him, but I would vote for Rob Dreher. This heinous story has gone on for way, way, way too long, and I'm so glad Issues is covering it so well now. Thank you.
And thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. That's a vote for Rod Dreher on the media and homosexual priests. Scott says, I always appreciate Paul McCain's knowledge of the Lutheran confessions. I agree with him that not using the catechism will lead to the death of a meaningful confession of Lutheranism within a generation or two. I always had my students memorize parts of the catechism and recite them to me individually during study time, as well as discussing its meaning with them. I fear that the vouchers in them, many of the Lutheran schools in our state, that people are tempted to apologize for using the catechism for fear of losing students in our schools and the dollars they bring with them. That's a very interesting observation. So he's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, Lutheran pastors who don't use the small catechism. I would hate to think that's a reason why teacher schools and pastors would be robbing their children of the contents of Luther's small catechism. Scott, thanks for your vote. Michael listens in Natoba, Kansas. He's voting for soundbite number three, David French, because he says, I wish I shared his enthusiasm for the Jack Phillips case. Perhaps his enthusiasm in this case is well-founded, but over the long term, Phillips and others will continue to be hounded and harassed by the locals on the street and by the actual government that is sanctioning the harassment. I think you're right there, too. I don't think Jack Phillips is going to have a peaceful night's sleep for quite some time, but he's a man of conscience, and sometimes that's the way men of conscience have to spend their nights. Michael, thanks for listening in Natoma. Vote for soundbite number three. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get right up at the top of the line. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. And vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And here's a vote from Twyla in Minnesota. She says, baking a pink and blue cake, no problem. Making a pink and blue cake to dishonor God, no. Twyla, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. She's voting for soundbite number three as well. David French on Colorado's targeting of Jack Phillips. That makes it the winner. So let's listen again to David French on Jack Phillips' latest round of legal problems in Colorado.
It's malicious and foolish. This guy who was trying to get Phillips to bake a cake celebrating a gender transition was also somebody who apparently tried to get him to bake cakes celebrating Satan's birthday. So this is the kind of person we're dealing with. This was not a good faith effort to get someone to bake a cake that meant a lot to him. He was trolling Jack Phillips. And you know who's trolling Jack Phillips now? Also, the state of Colorado. But it's one thing when a private citizen trolls and harasses Jack Phillips. It's a whole other thing when the state of Colorado does it. When the state of Colorado does it, then the First Amendment comes into play. And I think they may end up regretting. I think they may end up regretting that they decided to do this, because Jack has a fabulous case right now.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's David French on Colorado's targeting of Jack Phillips. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Michael in Natoma, Kansas, you get the LPR bundle package if you would send your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Daily Bread is the theme of the August issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine. You can check it out at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, cph.org/witness. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll find out from Professor Stephen Parks if the Ethiopian eunuch proves the Roman Catholic teaching on the obscurity of Scripture and the necessity of an infallible magisterium. We'll discuss the First and Second Commandments from Luther's Small Catechism in our series on the Lutheran Confessions with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House, and we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Isaiah. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.